Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 929 The Game, Sour, brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Bo's still fighting a hangover, and it's been, I don't know, 32 hours since he got home from the Metallica concert.
I think it's more of a sleep thing.
Yeah.
Because my sleep got thrown off.
That's the worst.
And
that's the worst.
Do you know what waking up at 9 a.m. is for me? Like, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. Even when I go to bed at 3 a.m., I normally wake up at 6:30.
Did you wake up and you're like, what year is it?
I woke up and was like, face down, which is always good. And I was like, this is rare. Like, what is going on? Like, when I saw it was like 8:51, I just thought, man, I missed the whole show. Like, I guess if I'd have went to that show, I probably just would have
come straight here.
Yeah, because
I got the air mattress out. Like,
what a version of Bo we would have gotten.
You know what? You know what's funny about what you just said is I ended up coming here anyways. Like, we took Uber down. Probably the worst Uber trip I've ever had or Lyft. Guy wasn't from Georgia at all. He was like,
didn't know what he was doing.
He's like, I'm just making my way from Indiana to Florida, and I'm staying in Georgia for a couple of days, and I'm trying to make a little money. And we were like,
this ain't the time.
Right. We have deadlines here.
I was like,
Uber should have a functionality out there where it's like, hey, let's check this guy's state license.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, okay, well, this is creepy. Like, what's in the trunk, dude?
what are you running from?
He showed up early, which was good, but I went out to him, and I was like, hey, man, you're not supposed to be here another 10 minutes. So she's going to be ready at 5, yeah. And it's 4:50 right now.
Turn on like, a podcast, buddy.
I got another person coming, so he's going to park in the driveway. And he's like, he's coming here with Uber? And he's riding with us. He goes, okay. So then, like, my buddy shows up, and the Uber driver like, cleaning out his car.
There you go.
And my buddy was like, what's up? And he's like, I'm much, man, just trying to get this thing clean. Just trying to make a little extra money. So then he tells the story, and I'm like, why is this guy riding in the right-hand lane? Where all the traffic, no, it's traffic anyways.
He's not from here.
Yeah, no. I realized that quickly. And then he started telling stories, and I was like, oh, geez. And it was one of those where over like an hour and 40 minutes into the thing, I was just over it. Like, I just couldn't. 2 hours of not being in control of anything in a car is way too much for me. We got like half a mile from the state. You know, right there where it's north side, and I can't remember the other street where Ivan
Marietta Street or something.
Where Ivan Allen crosses over north side. Once we got right there, he was like, where do you guys want to get dropped off? And Amy was
like, here.
Amy goes, yeah, just right there is fine. And we walked to the bridge to walk in. Like, I had enough.
It was
just
time.
Had enough.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, we got Uber to drop us off. My buddy who went with us, who met us down there, my other buddy met us down there. I said, dude, you gotta take us to, like, somewhere to drop us off so I'm not in the Mercedes-Benz Uber line.
Yeah, that's a...
So, he brought us here. So, yeah.
There you go.
And we got a much, much, much better Uber experience.
It's always a good situation. Well, look, if you had been in an Uber last night, you probably would have been faring better than most Braves fans having to watch the debacle that was the game last night. You go down 2-1. And look, we can talk about the game a little bit. There was just situational hitting in the 8th and 9th inning that was just about as brutal as you could have possibly drawn it up. I hate to put anything on Drake Baldwin, him being so young. He cannot strike out in the situation he struck out in the 8th. You back it up with, obviously, Ronald Cunha gets walked. The Michael Harris strikeout was like, I'm telling you, I don't think he could have hit a beach ball in that at bat. Just awful, awful, awful stuff. And then Austin Riley goes down and ends the inning. And it was a microcosm of the entire season for the Braves, where opportunity, opportunity, good pitching, opportunity, just completely whiff, and you can't get anything done.
And how bittersweet is it that Drake Baldwin had that big miss and he just received Rookie of the Month?
I know.
I hate that for him.
And hit a home run 2 nights ago, right? And that's the frustrating part of the entire thing. Drake Baldwin is part of this conversation I want to have because I brought this up to Grant a couple of weeks ago where I'm like, is he the future of the Atlanta Braves at designated hitter? You know, is this one of the things where Marcell Ozuna is in a club option year for 2025? He's making $16 million this year. I went in Monday thinking, okay, how can the Braves fix this, right? Is a Bo Bichette from Toronto going to be made available that can do some more things offensively that you would want to trade for and plug in, and he can be the future for the Atlanta Braves there at that position, right? You go around different spots, and you look at, you know, opportunities. Profar's coming back in left field. You hope that Michael Harris eventually gets off the schneid. And after the last couple of nights, I completely flipped my thinking to where I was like, how can the Braves make themselves better for 2026?
Really?
And it's a frustrating thing. And the first thing that popped in my mind is, you're going to have to trade Marcell Ozuna. You're going to have to be – he's in a contract year right now. He's not under contract for next year. And when you look at his numbers, they're kind of on par with like a Kyle Schwarber up in Philly. He's going to be looking for somewhere, I think, between $20 and $25 million a year. And you know, historically, the Braves are not going to pay that money. He's 34 years old, so he's not going to get a long-term deal like Kyle Schwarber wants, you know, for the future because he's in the same situation. Now, Ozuna's power numbers are not what Schwarber's are this year, but he's a much better hitter. I don't know that that's a situation, but I bring this up to say this is something I'm starting to consider where I was like, how can you fix this team? How can you patch him up? And when you look at it, there's so many dead-end pieces that you are locked into long-term. Sean Murphy, Michael Harris, Matt, like you have all these pieces that you feel like are locked in. How can you make this team better? And Matt Olson's one guy that's not under contract long term that I feel like, boy, get what you can get.
Ozuna.
I'm sorry.
I disagree. First off, I'm not sure what you're going to get for a guy who has a hip tear. And I understand look, this hip tear thing is, I think, I personally feel like it's a lot more serious than they're letting on because you can't. I'm not going to – like, he's not a good base runner anyways, and this just like, quadruples down on his ineptitude at base running, and you basically have to pull him anytime the game is
you
on
do.
The line.
Absolutely.
And he's in a base running situation, which is something that a lot of the critics of Snitker have always tried to come up and say, well, why would you do this? Why would you do that? Well, that's why they're doing it, because the guy's not healthy, and they knew it. And you know, there was – they're not dumb. I mean, Ozuna saying it publicly was not the first time the team had realized that.
Right.
I personally feel like Ozuna doesn't want to go anywhere, and I don't think I think he will sign a more team-friendly deal. And I think $20 million a year for maybe a 3-year deal would be very fair for everybody. To me, the Baldwin and Murphy, look, they're the tandem. You went and signed Murphy, and you didn't give up Darno, which everyone said you had to do. You had to trade Darno because, you know, catchers don't stay healthy. They don't. The wear and tear. And even if they do stay healthy, the bat always is affected, okay? Drake Baldwin was not hitting 315 or 316, I think is what he's hitting right now, with a 357 on base percentage, somewhere around there, when he was the starter every day. Okay? When Murphy came back was when Drake started hitting. Why? Well, for one, he was able to take a deep breath and adjust, but also that wear and tear helped him. And both guys are doing a good job at getting on base. Murphy's average is lower, but his on base percentage is higher. So I think and both of those guys can Murphy can teach Baldwin. Now, maybe next year, midway through, will be a time to trade Murphy. It ain't now. Okay? And don't you miss me on McCann, who's down in the minors, who is putrid at best at hitting, and his defense is lacked lately. I mean, that's why he's in the minor leagues on your team, okay? Let's just be fair about that or real about it or whatever the word you want to use to describe it. To me, though, the biggest issue for your team is the middle infield. Because Profar is coming back. Don't know what he will or he won't be, but you're not getting rid of Verdugo or White when he does come back because you're trying to make the playoffs. And if you do, he's going to be gone. But shortstop, if I'm going to make a move there, I have to make a move that is a big enough bat, but just a good enough glove, because Nick Allen is saving you runs right now at shortstop. And I'm not giving up his barely 300 on base percentage with like a 215 average but with a gold glove caliber glove for a guy who is not near him in the glove and just better than
him. My
problem
with that is that's exactly what we're saying right now about Michael Harris. And I don't think you can have two guys like that in the lineup.
But that's why you got it. But that's why you have to look at that position. And I think you've got it. There's got to be someone out there that. Look, when you normally get middle infielders, they're more like a Dansby Swanson to me. Like the reason Dansby Swanson got the deal he did was because he's a gold glove caliber player with a bat that has pop and is clutch.
Right,
that's
an above-average offensive player with elite defensive skills a lot of times.
But Dansby was clutch. Dansby had a lot of clutch moments here. Whatever people want to make or break about him and really just complain about, he was clutch. He had a lot of clutch moments.
Let me push back on you, though, because you're saying you wouldn't want to trade Marcel. You won't get anything for him. You need to address shortstop. You need to address center field. First of all, it doesn't feel like Michael Harris is going anywhere. The second thing is, what pieces are you giving up? If you wanted to bring in a Bo Bichette, what are we talking about giving up?
Shortstop's the one you gotta.
Okay.
I don't know what you have. That's the other problem for me is you don't have a lot.
Right.
It's
kind of my point, because I think we can sit here all day and look at, they got to bring another shortstop. How does that happen? How do we get that done? Because I don't know what the game plan is. It's obvious to me that Alex Anthopoulos is looking to the future, but he's making all the Freddie Gonzalez thing. It's like, hey, we have to have something happen here, but I don't know. I don't know where else you go. It just feels like we keep hoping and praying that something turns around, and we've been through now approaching a year and a half of this situation where it ain't happening.
Here's the problem too, though, for you. No move is being made until the deadline. Was it one of y'all that read off that the Braves are? I thought one of y'all said this morning that the teams are better than are like the Rockies and the Marlins or something like that, or the Pirates or something like that, record wise. Yeah. Like the Braves record wise have fallen way down in the charts. They're not better than maybe three or four teams in the National League.
And yeah, Bo, you got the three teams exactly right. I saw that. It's the Marlins, Pirates, and Rockies. Those are only
Rockies
three teams
are on
a
winning
better
streak,
than.
By the way.
Yeah,
they are.
Yeah. I love how their social media team tweeted that they've won since Monday. And it's three and Scotty Scheffler zero.
Well, and I was looking at last year, too, because we keep saying or hearing, that they get hot in June.
Yeah.
But all of last season, they never fell out of – the lowest they got was, third position.
Yeah.
And so we're down past that at this point. But is the faith completely lost? This is still the team, the core group, that had the fastest rise back to 500.
Yeah.
So is there just something that could just snap back into place?
That's what I keep being told, and I've told you this all along. I'm going to give Ronald and everybody else involved in this till about the middle of June.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, and we're getting there really, really quickly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's kind of where I'm at. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, the Braves might not be the only team looking to make some trades. Kirk Cousins' conversation is going to roll on the other side of the break. Make sure you stick with us. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 910.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squid Billy, Bo Morgan, Dylon hanging out with you here on this blustery, ugly Thursday morning.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to stop you before you have the, just because I can't stop myself and I always have to call out injustices on social media. Doesn't mean you're the freedom fighter over here. You try to act like it's a, like I'm bad for that. I'm wrong for that.
Who
I'm
said
like a,
that?
You ain't.
I never once said you're bad for it.
No, there was no judgment behind it.
Oh, no. Yes, there was.
There's definitely judgment.
He set me up in the last, the 620 segment. I think we're going to get back into that conversation.
Yes.
He literally set me up to go in on someone.
Yeah.
And he admitted it off the air.
But.
Yeah, I did.
If you know someone's hot buttons, Bo.
For sure.
You push them.
Would not be doing my job.
Well,
if I didn't try to push both buttons.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I am not afraid to push a button or two, but he did it on purpose and he admitted it, and then he acts all innocent like I'm this bad guy for my feelings.
No.
Or for having the testicular fortitude to be open and come out and say,
Allie,
yeah.
All I said during the break was that essentially what I was saying is that it can be easy to push Bo's buttons because he has a lot of buttons.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's all I was trying to say.
I thought you were going to say my button's big. Big button you can push.
Yeah, no, pause. But Yeah, so we do need to get back into this conversation, and I'll see if I can find another button to push.
Who's the who's the person in your life that you push their buttons?
We got to get into this Kirk Cousins conversation.
Do we really?
And yeah, I know. Half the conversation we had earlier was how tired we are talking about Kirk Cousins. And it just feels like it's never ending, specifically when you talk about being June 5th and you're working through OTAs and he's not present. So I always hate the conversations that surround people. It's just the player in me that are not involved in this team right now, right? And he's one of those guys. I am still, and I have stuck through this since December, I am still 10 toes down, like Dylon says, that this guy will be on this team after training camp. Now, injury week one or week two, maybe there's a move, maybe you get a deal that you can't pass up, but I think Kirk Cousins is going to be on this team through training camp, and I don't think for anybody in that locker room it's going to be a distraction. I really, really don't. I just think that a lot of times people don't understand that it is the players against the front office a lot of times in these situations, not players against other players, right? And these players understand that, hey, they could be the one in trade conversations 2 weeks later if you were to have a certain feeling about that, and they probably wouldn't like it either.
No, I didn't play in the league. You did.
Breaking news.
So the only thing that time that I've ever seen players really feel a certain way is when it affects them on the field. What right. Devondre Campbell did last season.
For sure.
Which his teammates came out against him. They were not happy. Mm-hmm. Holding out sometimes, and I think it's become, really, I've only seen like one person publicly have an issue with it, and that was when Javon Walker held out in Green Bay years and years ago, and Brett Favre decided to say something. But to me, even that, players understand. None of the players have a problem with him or anything. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything to the other guys on that team.
No.
He didn't do anything.
Right.
He played bad. Lots of guys played bad. Okay, yeah, I mean, so that whole conversation is ridiculous to me.
Yeah, even when he got benched, it was not like he made a stink about it. He just showed up and was the backup quarterback, and that's kind of what you expect. And the reason we're having this conversation, guys, there was an article put out yesterday on ESPN.com. It was four hypothetical trade offers for Kirk Cousins. Now, I'm not going to go back through all four of these. You and I both agreed that, and this is from four different writers, and they were all thrown at Mark Armande, who's the Falcons beat writer for ESPN. Two of these offers, one from Dan Graziano and one from Seth Walder, were both from the Minnesota Vikings. I think you and I are on the same page. That's a non-starter. Like, I don't think he's going to waive his no-trade clause. If you're Vikings fans, you probably don't want Kirk Cousins back in the mix when you have all this upside you think of and J.J. McCarthy. I get it. He's been there before, but to me, that's a non-starter. So that leaves us with Benjamin Solak's offer from the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is the Falcons get a 2026 sixth-round draft pick, which can become a fifth-rounder with performance conditions. And the Steelers get Cousins and cash considerations. He basically theorizes the Falcons are willing to swallow about $20 million, maybe even more, he says, of the salary to get this deal done. Again, I think that he is assuming, number one, that the Falcons are just can't wait to get this deal done. I just don't feel that way. I don't, and I know that, you know, look, not every time a GM or a head coach speaks can you believe every word they say, but I believe Terry Fontenot when he says we are comfortable with him as our backup. And so when I read, you know, they're willing to swallow $20 million, maybe even more of his salary to get this deal done, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I think you got to take on a good chunk of this thing if they're going to walk out on it. And one of the reasons is because I pointed to it a minute ago, you still need a backup quarterback. And one of the other offers on the table that I'll bring up really quick, and I'll let Bo get his words in about whatever writer or whoever else he wants to be mad at, Jeremy Fowler's offer from the Cleveland Browns, the Falcons get quarterback Kenny Pickett and a 2026 sixth-round pick and cash considerations. The Browns get Cousins and a 2026 seventh-round pick. That one's way more palatable to me because you are not only getting the cash considerations, you are also getting an actual veteran quarterback that can be a backup in this league and that has shown himself to at least be serviceable if you need to use him in a pinch.
Yeah, nice verbiage. So the first thing I would tell you is stop listening to people, because this article proves that anyone in the national media does not, they don't have a pulse on this situation at all. The Solak stuff is just ridiculous, because he's like, oh, well, Arthur Smith doesn't want a quarterback that moves.
That's all he's ever wanted.
That's the dumbest damn thing I've read all day, all week, or about the Kirk Cousins thing in general, almost.
Because, Matt Ryan would like a word.
Yeah. Why do you think Matt Ryan's not here, bro? Like, you guys want to talk about who ran Matt Ryan off, and I do I have some thoughts on who was involved in that, but I can tell you Arthur Smith was in on it.
Yeah.
But you know why? Because if he wasn't, it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Y'all want to blame Arthur blank? But it's a little bit deeper than that. I mean, it's not. I'm sure that Arthur wanted that situation or was for it, or it wouldn't have happened at all. Arthur Blank signed off on it for sure. But Arthur Smith had a lot to do with that because that's what he wants at quarterback. And he hated the fact that Matt couldn't move, and he thought it was hampering them at times. That said, the one that works the best for this for the Falcons is the Cleveland one.
Yes.
The one that makes the least amount of sense for the other team is the Cleveland one. So, because they've got four guys there, why would you bring in another guy and promise him to start at that point when you could just ride it with one of those veterans who maybe does not Pickett or Flacco who aren't going to get the job done 100% and then start a rookie midway through the year, call it a loss, and you know Stefanski's coming back for the next year anyways.
It is weird, and Tommy Rees was on the record. He's the OC. He was the OC at Bama a couple years ago. He goes on record and says, any of the four of them can win the starting job. It's like, well, why do we need to add a fifth to the fray? Before we get to In the Huddle, Allie's going to tell us about Father's Day.
Yeah, guys, your holiday is coming up, and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming. We want you to join us. It's happening Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar Perimeter as we celebrate Father's Day with you. Go to 929thegame.com, click the contest page. Tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with the 92.9 The Game staff, which means Mike, Bo, myself, Dylan, we are all going to be there. Or if you want, tell us why you want to bring your grandfather, maybe your kid, your coach, anyone that's important in your life. It's all presented by Echo Park Speedway, where NASCAR returns June 28th for their Quaker State.
The Echo Chamber.
The Echo Chamber, as Mike likes to call it. It returns June 28th for the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win. Again, it's 929thegame.com.
Yeah, speaking of franchise quarterbacks and paying that man his money, some news comes out about Derek Carr yesterday. He does an interview with Front Office Sports, and I got to tell you, my head spun about three different times, and he was trying to explain why he decided to retire, leaving $30 million on the table from the New Orleans Saints. And I quote, that part was tough because I didn't want to have surgery and just sit there. And it sounds crazy, but just take the Saints money. Guys, I'm not sure that I would have made the same decision. $30 million on the table is a lot of money.
No, I'd have taken the money.
100%.
But yeah.
It's like, why did I land in surgery? Oh, because I was playing for the New Orleans Saints. That's why.
But see, this is why I've always been confused on the people that villainize him and hate him. That's Derek Carr's this and that. And it's like, okay, well, he had a pretty damn good career, and he's a really good dude. And he did something that not a lot of people. Now, yeah, you can say, well, he still took $10 million. Yeah, so he gave up $20 million. Because I'm not giving up anything, especially not that team, that franchise, and he kind of wasn't a great time for him there anyways. I just think this shows how the character of that dude.
Yeah, I completely agree. He's made $196 million in career earnings throughout his career, so I think he's done okay. He's got his zeros lined up pretty well.
Not going to be waiting tables if times get tough or anything.
He'll be fine. It's not quite Kirk Cousins level, but it's pretty good. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to break down the NBA Finals starting tonight. We also got to do a mic'd up, and there is a passionate parental debate going on in my home right now as we approach a road trip to iPad or not to iPad in the car for the kids. You guys have not had this situation yet, so I'll let you weigh in. Just put the smiles on your face. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 9.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 929 a game. Hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We're going to get to an NBA final preview here in just 1 second. We also got a mic'd up screen time conversation going on in my house right now that is just passionate.
Allie, we know who will win that argument.
Yeah, well, it's
or so. Debate.
I was going to say, joke might be on her when it comes down to this kind of thing, but we'll have that in just a minute about when's the right time, when's the wrong time, and how long it should last. But I got to bring up another passionate debate we were having yesterday, Bo. I think you'll be on my side of this.
Doubtful.
I was approached on this show yesterday about whether or not I'm a big, not big eater of ranch dressing, but whether or not I use ranch dressing. And I was told that because I utilize ranch dressing, that I am basic, that it is no better than ketchup in terms of the realm of sauces. I felt attacked. I felt, belittled. And I honestly thought that, just like you said a minute ago, I thought they were trying to poke the bear, man. I could not believe these two coming at me about ranch dressing.
We got to dig deep on this. We're a little bit deeper anyways.
Like, I think I need to clarify, though, that we did not call Mike basic. We called ranch dressing basic.
Okay. In return, okay. I was labeled basic.
Hold on, okay. Well, do you have another clarification? Because I have some questions.
I was just going to say this. This is how I presented it to Mike, and this is how I presented it to you. Ketchup, mustard, ranch, the three most basic condiments / sauces that there are.
I'm sorry, most common?
No, those are the three most basic.
I don't understand what makes them basic. I mean, why do you think something's basic if it, like, what does ranch? How is ranch dressing more basic than blue cheese?
Because it's what you use to get kids to eat carrots. Like, you need an elevated palate to like blue cheese.
I have definitely approached my daughter and asked her if she wanted white dip.
Did you just say that if you like blue cheese, you have an elevated palate?
100%.
Wow.
I agree. I 1,000% agree with Allie, too.
Not only is that the most incorrect thing you ever said on your 5 weeks on this show, but it's also... Other than that, that's like other than you making fun of the way I talk.
She's acting brand new.
Yeah, like
Dylan is too.
Like who you?
Yeah,
who you?
There's a bouginess going on.
Like everyone is allowed their opinion.
Well, I'm gonna tell you one thing. That's fine. You can have an opinion, but don't come at me like blue cheese makes you some freaking aristocrat. All right,
hang on. And I will. And we got to go to NBA. But let me just pivot away from Bougie Betty over here for 1 second. All right, and just ask you this. Would you include it in your top five sauces, period, along
ranch?
With the W? Yeah.
If you were
getting chicken fingers or whatever.
No, I don't know. Well, here's the deal. I'm different now. Like, ranch dressing is something I use with I'll have it on salads with certain types of meat, right? Like a steak salad or a salmon Caesar salad, I'll use ranch. If I'm going pork, I want on the salad. I want Thousand Island.
Well, you are different.
All right.
Oh,
that is interesting.
But
pork with Thousand Island dressing
on a salad.
Throw up in my mouth.
Oh no, dude. No, it tastes like a pork Big Mac, brother.
Who wants a pork Big Mac?
Nobody even asked for this.
Why wouldn't you? To me, I use W sauce, obviously, first and foremost, and Baron Burton's. Like, basically, their brand of sauce is always going to be one. But then I like Zach sauce. I like Arby's sauce. I mean, you can go through some sauces that I like. Yum Yum sauce, really good.
Was there ranch dressing in the VIP suite last night?
Ooh, of course there was.
I'm sure there was, but, like, eating salad.
Come on, man.
But, yeah, there were wings in there, so there were. But I tell you what, I had a moment. Like, I got a few vodka crayons in, and I went back up there, and they had like skirts.
Cookie bar.
They had skirt steak, and I grabbed
that's solid.
But they weren't like whole pieces. They were just like like strips. Mm-hmm. I grabbed like 7 strips.
Well, I bet there's going to be ranch involved in the suites at these NBA finals, guys, because that's one thing we do need to talk about. I know we got so far off topic, but yeah, the small market teams.
I'm disappointed
have arrived,
in you.
Have arrived. I know I was too.
I'm really disappointed in you. I expect that out of you because you randomly think you're going to be like high class with all the duct tape all over
your
car.
He's leaving his youthhood. Now he's in bougie adulthood.
But you. I just expected more. I mean, look, I figured you didn't like
meat. I knew you'd be on my side.
I knew. He
didn't want to be on my side, but I knew he would.
I'm sure the vegan side of you didn't like the buttermilk ranch, but I mean, to just kill ranch altogether.
Well, Everyone goes through that phase where you put ranch on everything, pizza, like everything. And one day I was like, you know what? I've matured out of this.
Not a phase.
I don't need it.
I'm going to let y'all know, I never went through the phase of putting ranch on pizza.
I did it like a couple. So the only time I ever put ranch on my pizza was at school in high school when they wouldn't give me the burnt piece and they wanted to give you like the regular piece. I like the burnt square piece of pizza because it made
it
better.
Can't trust his palate. He likes burnt food.
Well, it's not burnt. It's just extra crispy, really. I like extra crispy. Oh, don't come at me with my palate. You're vegan, okay? Your palate has nothing to do with this. All right? Your palate is disqualified because you refuse to eat all realms of food. I'm sorry. I don't mean to come at you as a vegan. I really do, but you attacked me.
You triggered him, Allie.
I did trigger him. I clearly
levitated
did.
Out of that chair, didn't he?
Well, let's let him breathe a little bit and talk about what's going down tonight. It is the NBA Finals, Thunders, Pacers. And I'm glad that John Halliburton will get to see his baby boy play. But keep an eye out on Tyrese and John because the Pacers are not the favorite. Thunder are 80-18 in the regular and postseason. They're the youngest team to make the NBA Finals in 48 years. It's at 8:30 tonight on ABC.
Who, Dylan? I'm curious. I want to throw it on you. Who is your X factor? And it can't be SGA or Halliburton. Like I mean, like a guy that is going to because in the finals are kind of notorious. Like I told you before the Western Conference Finals, Alex Caruso was a guy you need to pay attention to because he was going to have a big and he didn't have a big series like in He didn't win the MVP of the conference finals or anything, but he had a huge series for what he is, that team.
Here's one for you, Miles Turner. Mm. If Miles Turner can exploit the matchup I think he'll be able to exploit against Chet Holmgren, because Miles Turner and Chet Holmgren, they are similar players. They both can stretch the floor. They both can shoot the three. They both can do things on the perimeter. But Miles Turner, just with his sheer size alone, has a definite advantage down low. So if he can take advantage of what he's going to have against Chet Holmgren in the post and be able to maybe back him down a little bit, not spend so much time out on the perimeter. Again, I know that's part of his game. He can do that a little bit, but if he can back him down and just use his sheer size and strength that just honestly Chet Holmgren just doesn't have, I think that could be a big factor.
I did not think you were going to try to poke holes in OKC's defense. Like, I did not think that that's the route we were going to go. But here you are talking about Chet Holmgren being a mismatch.
I think that's the one spot in their defense that they can isolate.
I'm going to tell you something. They have done an outstanding job on Haliburton. Like, they shut Haliburton down. Like, he cannot score on them. They have it's Dort, I think, is like he's the Haliburton stopper, I guess is what you're going to, you know. And they better watch out. They better have eyes on John Haliburton to make sure he doesn't try to get Dort. You know,
come down for the Raptors like Sting. You know what I mean? Like, get on the rope and rappel down.
And let me just point out one more thing about this whole theory I'm making with Miles Turner. When this game does slow down, because I do think OKC, even though they can play at a faster pace and be good at it, I don't think they're going to want to play into that, because obviously Indiana wants to play fast, so I don't think they would play into the hands of Indiana. So I think OKC is going to try to slow this thing down. And when they do, Indiana, one way to maybe kind of remedy that is if they throw it down low to Miles Turner and maybe work the offense kind of inside out through him, and again, try to take that advantage, take advantage of that size advantage with Miles Turner.
I heard the argument the other day, Dylan, that this is going to be the worst OKC team for possibly the next 5 years. They're so young. They've got pieces to be able to make, you know, to make moves as far as the draft goes and things like that. This team's only going to get better, right?
Yeah, this team is absolutely built for the long haul. And look, I still very much like OKC, because even if they do what I said and try to, you know, exploit Miles Turner or Indiana does, I think OKC is still going to figure it out, because they have a very good young head coach and they have a very good nucleus. And like you said, they only have assets to get better, and their core guys are only going to get better. Chet's only going to get it better. SGA is only going to get better. Jalen Williams only going to get better. So, I mean, this team is built for success now and the long run.
Real quick, would you guys ever support doing the NBA Finals at a neutral site like the Super Bowl? Like, this question only pops up because it's small market teams, which I don't even care about, but I feel like that would take away so much from these games.
Yeah, no.
Well, I'm not sure what the small market team has to do with it not being having like home court, or you know, having teams playing their own building. To me, the problem is the TV viewership. But no, that's like football has its thing, and everything else has it. I love watching games in environments, and I think it can add to it to me. I
agree.
That's a communist idea. Right.
Plus,
there.
Would the whole series be like?
Yeah.
Well, it has
neutral
to be.
Site?
It would have to be.
That's weird to me.
Unless you just get, because you don't know how many games it's going to go. So,
right. Yeah.
That's
strange.
That's a bad idea.
And today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta location.
All right.
It's an age old question, and it's been around, I don't know, just a few years. Okay,
this
conversation about screen time for children. Now, I am a big fan of not letting my kids have personal devices. My son does have an iPad. I have my own iPad that, you know, if in a pinch I needed to, I could let my daughter watch.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he is almost five. She is three. We are going on a road trip this weekend. That's about a 5.5 hour drive. Now, one of the conversations my wife and I have all the time during these drives is, only in a severe emergency does she want the kids to have an iPad. Now, she does have the flip-down screen in the back where they can watch a movie, but she doesn't want them to be able to scroll through videos, even on YouTube Kids, and be able to watch whatever they want to and just be locked into a tablet, not engaging with the rest of us in the car at any given time. Me, on the other hand, I'm like, dude, these kids get to a point where we have to stop every hour and a half for 2 hours. I just want to get in the car with a cup of coffee and roll. And let's take it as long as we can without them. And then when it becomes necessary that they're losing their mind and they're squirming in their chairs, hand them the iPad. You know what I mean? See if you can get their attention to not be on the road trip for just an hour, hour and a half, whatever it may be. My wife, 30 minutes at a time. I don't want him to be locked in. Now, obviously, I'm at a different point in life than the rest of you guys, but I want you to project. I want you to judge me, all right? Would you be the kind of parent, or will you be the kind of parent, that doesn't mind having an iPad in your kid's hands when you're on a road trip?
Listen, my sister has four kids, so I've seen this in action.
Oh, dear God.
It's survival mode.
Yes, it is.
You do what you need to do. Your wife is a saint if she can do that and only let them watch or have the iPad for 30 minutes. But absolutely, I think you're in the right to give them the iPad when you are driving 5.5 hours with little ones in the car.
Anything like that helps.
Well, survival mode.
Anything that helps.
Pretty basic answer there from from Allie.
Bougie Betty over there.
But I'm with Lindsay on this. I think she's a good parent, and she's very active, and she doesn't want to be a lazy parent. And you know what?
It's hard to call me a lazy parent while I'm driving on a 6-hour road trip. Yeah,
I mean, you can't interact with your own children while you're driving. I mean, I talk to Porkchop when we're driving.
Does she talk to you back?
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, she gives me a.
She's not going. No, she are doesn't. We there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Well, I don't think his kids are doing that. I mean,
My daughter gets an hour in the car seat and goes, "My booty hurts. My booty hurts." And I'm like, "There's nothing I can do for you. You're just gonna have to do a little stretch, you know, in your car seat.
Yes.
Shake your legs a little bit.
try to put the lean on there, like do the cheek lean.
It's like when I was a strength coach, right over left, left over right. Rotate.
In all seriousness, I can't blame either one of you. I think she's trying to keep them from becoming just zombies to a screen.
Yeah.
And I think you're just trying to keep from
having to pull over at every QT.
I just think you're trying to keep from losing your mind.
Yeah.
I mean,
no doubt. Joke's going to be on my wife when I slide the AirPods in and start, you know, listening to Sports Radio 99 The Game.
I think that's it. You're allowed to put AirPods in while you're driving?
You can sneak it. I wouldn't say aloud. You know what I mean? Throw that one in the left ear. She can't see that side. She's like, do you hear me? I'm like, what? Anyways, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to do the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Here's what I want to hear from. All right, what is the best sauce? What is the best sauce to put on your food? If it's not W sauce, which I know that we've already got some voters for the W sauce, is ranch basic? Do you like good Zach sauce? Is Chick-fil-A sauce one of the other ones out there? And we know that W sauce is always at the top of the list. Also, if you were a GM for any Atlanta sports team, what's the move you would make today? What's the move you would make 2 days? If Kirk Cousins going somewhere else, you want to make Ozuna available, do you try to dangle Trae Young out there? All right, stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.